For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Last week at this time, we were talking about all of the expected litigation surrounding the upcoming election. Now the Republican Party going to the nation's highest court over provisional ballots. That's just one report we'll get a brief on from our KMOX legal analyst, Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So this is a Pennsylvania case. Tell us what the core issues are in this case.
Well, you're right. There is going to be a lot of litigation over this election coming up next week, and that litigation has already begun. Not only are there multiple lawsuits in multiple states, but this one in particular at the center of the battleground states, Pennsylvania, the issue revolves around what's called provisional ballots. Now, the concept of provisional ballots are that protects voters from being excluded from the voting process if their eligibility to vote is uncertain on election day. The problem, though, here is this, is that the court has held in Pennsylvania that even if there is a situation where the ballots are incorrect under the law, they can still be counted as provisional ballots. Now, the Republicans are challenging this, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block this judicial decision. And they're arguing that in this instance, it falls under a 2023 ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court that says state courts don't really have jurisdiction over interpreting election statutes. Only legislatures do. So the Supreme Court is going to once again revisit this issue of who controls balloting during elections.
The next question on this, though, is how long could it take for the court to decide this?
Right. Well, that's always an issue, Megan, as you well know, and it could take weeks. Now, the court has shown really this year that they can move extremely quickly at light speed if necessary. But the question becomes, do they believe this is necessary to move at that level of speed? I think it'll probably the way this will get resolved, rather, will be whether or not it's as close as we think it will be in Pennsylvania. If so, I think the Supreme Court would expedite a ruling on this case if that literally means that the election hinges on what happens in Pennsylvania.
Our next case, we're going to talk about some consumer law. There's a question about whether sub sandwiches are too skimpy. Tell us about this lawsuit against sandwich chain Subway.
Well, this is something that we can all relate to, right? We see the advertisements on television about sandwiches that are just bursting with meat and flavor. And then when you go and get a sandwich, it doesn't look anything like the ad that you received or that you saw. So a class action lawsuit has been filed in New York accusing Subway of grossly misleading customers by advertising sandwiches that contain, according to the plaintiffs, three times more meat than they actually deliver. Now, having said that, this is not a new type of lawsuit. This same law firm in New York has filed the exact same lawsuits against Burger King and McDonald's and several other chains, and those have all been dismissed. And this probably will be too, because companies are allowed to advertise their product. But the question becomes, if truly the meat isn't what is being promised when the Subway sandwich shops sell their sandwiches, there could actually be ramifications in court. We'll have to wait and see.
I think we all understand images can be different, but it seems like anymore, Brad, on these cases, that companies are pretty forthright when it comes to the amount of product they put in something. If you look, for example, at nutrition labels and calories, does that help a company like Subway defend against a case like this?
Absolutely, it does. And in fact, we all laughed, I think it was last year, whenever there was a similar type lawsuit filed against Subway because their foot-long sandwiches were only 11 inches long. And the question is, it wasn't the length of the bread, it was the amount of bread that was sold, and that lawsuit was dismissed, again, because there was no basis for a lawsuit. So here, the fact that this is tightly regulated in terms of calorie count, nutritional count, Subway is most likely giving exactly what they promised to give, or else they would be running afoul of federal regulators in other areas. So yes, that will be a very strong defense to this lawsuit.
Live Nation back in the news over ticket prices. What's the latest on this?
Well, Live Nation has been facing literally an onslaught of litigation since they merged with Ticketmaster. And in this instance, there is a clause in Live Nation when you want to go to see a concert. There's a clause that says if you have any problem with Live Nation, you cannot sue them. It's what's called a mandatory arbitration clause. But in this instance, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco found that the way this arbitration clause was worded was really unconscionable and unenforceable, and people should be allowed to sue. Now, what's the reason why this takes on a greater weight here, Megan, is because in May, the federal Justice Department, along with 30 states, have filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation and Ticketmaster that merged, alleging that they're a monopoly. And we all remember the Ticketmaster meltdown with the Taylor Swift concert tickets. And so this is just more legal hassles for this merged company. And I think that as this moves forward, this and the antitrust case, we're going to see a much, much different Live Nation and Ticketmaster in the very near future.
Brett, arbitration clauses in general, I mean, if you have to agree to them to purchase something, I mean, aren't they kind of hinky anyway?
Well, courts are always reluctant, Megan, to enforce arbitration. They will enforce them, but they're reluctant to enforce mandatory arbitration clauses because the view is it takes rights away from citizens. Now, normally, an arbitration clause that might be upheld as being legal, but in this instance, I believe this one here with Live Nation is not going to be enforced because Live Nation owns the arbitration company that has to be used according to the ticket terms. So that even removes any sense of fairness if you own the arbitration company to which you have to bring your argument. So that is going to be struck down. Generally speaking, if there's any loopholes, as we saw with the Rams litigation right here in St. Louis, which also had a mandatory arbitration clause, if there are any loopholes to those arbitration clauses, courts will generally strike down that mandatory arbitration.
So you are back on tonight, 8 o'clock, at your service here on Camel X. What's on your show tonight, Brad?
Well, 8 to 10 tonight, we're going to be looking at some additional election law issues. We're going to be breaking down some of the polling data, and we're going to be, as always, on At Your Service, wanting to hear from this amazing KMOX audience about what to expect in the coming election.
Brad, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
And again, you can listen to him at 8 o'clock tonight on KMOX.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.